The following Insight for Living podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you.
There's a war going on, and the stakes are enormous. No, I'm not referring to combat on foreign soil, but rather the cultural battle that threatens the hearts of men. Today on Insight for Living, you'll hear another half hour of teaching from the brand new miniseries, Life Lessons, Just for Men. According to Chuck, this is no time for weakness and passivity. These volatile days require men of character and strength. Today's study, originally delivered to a group of men at Chuck Swindoll's church, is called Male Leadership 101.
I think if there was ever a verse in the New Testament written for men, it would be 1 Corinthians 16:13. 1 Corinthians 16:13 has four staccato commands. These are four punched out rules for courage in a world that's lost its way. Listen to the reading of these four statements. I'm going to give you four words, a couple of guidelines for each of the four phrases, and we're through. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Be on the alert. The word there is what I would call sensitivity. If you're going to be a man of discernment in the 21st century, you're going to have eyes open. You're going to have to see between the lines. You're going to have to read what's really happening. It's not optional. It's essential. Be on the alert. Let me give you a couple of guidelines to go with that statement, that rule, that punched out principle. Be on the alert. Sensitivity. First, I suggest that you and I guard against erosion. Let me start using the word we, because this is about me as well. Guard against erosion. Erosion is always slow. It is always subtle. It is always silent. Isn't that interesting? Guard against erosion, the little things that eat at the nest. Let me give you another thought, and it will go with this first one. Fight passivity. Fight passivity like the plague. You know my favorite thing about television? The remote control. I love that. I could just lay there and just handle the whole thing. I remember you had to get up to change channels back when we first had a television. You had to get up, actually, and walk over and change the channel. No more, man. You know what happens in a passive life? You read less and you watch more. You fall asleep in stuff that's important because you're not being entertained. What's the best book you read? How about now? What are you reading now that would be challenging for the man sitting next to you? If I ask you to give me the last five books you've read in the last 2 years, could you name them? Have you even read five? It's because you're passive. That's why you've stopped reading. You're all literate. You're all more than likely very successful in what you do. But you're in an entertainment culture. Make me laugh. Help me have fun. Hey, life's going on too short. Why get that serious? Because you want to be a man of discernment and decision, which gives direction, which means fighting passivity and guarding against erosion are requirements. They're required parts of the courses. They're not electives. They're required. And your children then learn to read. They then find that you're serious about building a library. Be on the alert. Stay sensitive. Pay attention. Second, stand firm in the faith. If sensitivity leads the pack, I would say purity follows right in the heels of that. Purity. Purity. Isn't that a funny word to be using among a bunch of men? It's almost a feminine word. You certainly wanted that more than anything when you married your wife. Or the gal that you're dating now. You wanted purity. I remember sitting around with a group of guys in Marine Corps barracks on Okinawa, and we all were talking about the kind of wives we really wanted. I happened to have been married by then. I'd found mine. Isn't it funny, in a group of about 11 Marines of all different ranks and all different interests and all different background and color, that every one of us agreed on number one, purity. We wanted faithful wives. Most of the guys in the group weren't. But they want that in their women. When this says stand firm in the faith, it really is saying hold tight to your convictions. That's the way Peterson renders it in the Message. This is the word purity. Let me give you a couple of things with that. Simplify your life. Start to simplify your life. You won't deal with purity until you simplify your life, because clutter helps you stay impure. Simplify your life. Could you give me two priorities that are your guidelines for living? These are the reasons you exist. Could you give them to me in two statements? Could you write it on a 3x5 card? Not if you don't simplify. Give me your level of commitment to your mate. Tell me how you fight flirting in the office. Tell me how you stop when you come on that left click and it's a chance on the internet to go a little further. You don't know how many women said to me on Sunday, please, please, whatever you talk about, talk to our husbands about pornography, especially on the internet. Did you know your wife said that to me? Some of your wives? We're still a young church, so I can't link wives with men, so I don't know which ones they were, in case you think I'm looking at you a little more than I should. I just know that when I was fiddling around the other day to figure out how to get from, my son will tell you, from a Dallas to Tioga, because I wanted to go to Clark's Barbecue on my Harley with him, and I was trying to get the map, that when I punched up the thing and got a little confused, sex screamed at me from the screen. And when I tried to get out, I punched another thing that I thought meant exit, and it meant move into this whole world. And I got to tell you something, I looked at stuff I hadn't looked at since I was a teenager. And I shut it off. Well, my dear, precious younger son, who is a computer genius, came in one evening and was fiddling around on the computer. He turned it on, and had a big pit in the knot in the bottom of it, in the top of his stomach. And he lived with that for a few days and finally said with tears, Daddy, 29-year-old son said to me, I just have to ask you about something. I was on the computer. I says, stop. Let me explain. And, of course, he understands computers, and I don't. But we both understand pornography. And he said, I can't imagine how. I said, why don't you do it? So click, 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 click. There it was. You don't even have to be looking for it. When you simplify your life, you do that even on a computer. You deal with what you look at. And I got to tell you, I started to name today's talk, Welcome to the Battle, because it's mine too. I'm thankful that I'm accountable to my son and my family. And my hope for you, and I'll get on this before I'm through, is accountability. I hope you have at least one other guy you're accountable to stay pure. It's so vital. It's so much easier now, guys. It's so much easier. You used to have to go to a peep show after midnight, hoping nobody in the neighborhood saw you. Used to have to go to the girly magazines and tuck them in a Time magazine so you could get out with them because you don't want anybody to know you bought a sleazy piece of pornography. Now it's as simple as having a computer screen. It's going to be the ruination of our morals, I predict. And I'm no prophet, but I won't miss on that one. It's happening. 80% of the pornography industry feeds off of the internet now. It'll soon be 90. And some of you are watching it. You got to stop that. You can't be firm in the faith until you simplify your life. Here's another thought. Start taking God seriously. This is also under that matter of purity. Start taking him seriously. When he says this, do it. Just do it. Don't argue with it. Don't try to find the critical text and see if that's really what Jesus actually taught. Don't worry about whether this is the right version. Find whatever version you want to. Just get into it and obey it. Hold tight to your convictions. Your wife wants that from you probably more than anything else. She'd love to know she'd put her arms around a man who stayed pure the last three nights you were away on that trip. And I got to tell you, the tough one for me is evening when sun goes down and night falls and I'm alone in the hotel and I can get channels that I can't get at home. I've gotten to where when I check in, I just say, I'd like you to cancel the ability of my TV in that room to get on that channel. Oh, really? You have children with you? I said, no, it's the child in me. I'm the problem, not somebody with me. Okay. It was like amazing. Out in California, there was the gathering of the largest group of Christian workers that work with youth that had ever gathered in this hotel. The manager told me when the convention ended, more X-rated channels were viewed that week than in the history of their hotel. Don't tell me it isn't a battle that's being lost among men, especially among men. 3. Act like men. Aren't you glad that's in there? Act like a man. When's the last time you heard that? Maybe never in your adult life. Today I'm breaking a record. You've heard it. Stop acting like a woman. Act like a man. Be a man. Learn to love manly things. Get a group of same-sex, Christ-loving men, small, not large, small group, come together enough so that you can maintain a level of honesty, confidentiality with each other, and do that regularly till you die. That means, first thought under this, consider yourself a manager, not a lone ranger. It's the only way I know to put it. Consider yourself a manager, not a lone ranger. You can't make it on your own. I can't make it on my own. That's why the group that I've been meeting with and met with in California until we moved, and now a new group, we've learned to ask each other questions. Here are some accountability questions. Have you been with a woman anywhere this past week that was compromising? 2, have any of your financial dealings lacked integrity? 3, have you exposed yourself to sexually explicit material since we last met? 4, have you spent adequate time in Bible study and prayer? 5, have you given priority time to your family, each member? 6, have you fulfilled the mandates of your vocation? 7, have you just lied to me? I understand. That's straight talk. Accountability is straight talk. If you're skating, it isn't accountability. And this is not just for your benefit. This is for their benefit. This is a mutual benefit. Never have the group less than 3. Never have it larger than 5, or you'll lose something in the process. Otherwise, it becomes a class, and you become the teacher, because you're probably the most spiritually mature of the group, which is a little frightening thought, isn't it, when you think about it? This is a matter of maturity. maturity. We talked about sensitivity, purity, maturity. I would just say this before I move to the last one. Deliberately cultivate masculine traits. I don't have a list. You know what they are. If you don't, talk to a friend you admire. Deliberately cultivate masculine traits. The last command is be strong. This is a word for integrity. We've talked about sensitivity, purity, maturity, integrity. I would say this. This works for me, usually. I blow it. Thank God he forgives and I'm able to recover. Strengthen your muscles of determination. Set some goals for yourself, whether they be physical and losing some weight or gaining strength, adding a mile to your run, whether it is personal where you decide I will now spend an hour a week that I haven't been spending alone with my wife on a date, just the two of us, and I'll put it in my day timer. Get specific. Strengthen the muscles of determination. Chances are good she'd like to spend more time with you. If she wouldn't, there are a lot deeper things than I've been addressing. Second, reaffirm your life commitments. It'll come in handy, I tell you. I was speaking in Canada on a 8-day trip. I hate 8-day trips. Gone for a weekend. You always have lag time on a Friday. And I like being home. Older I get, the more I just won't travel that long. And I was there Friday night. Didn't have a speaking time. I'd done Monday through Thursday. Friday was off. Then Saturday and Sunday was a weekend deal. I was in Canada. So I went down, got a hamburger, and I thought, well, I'll stop by the newsstand, get something on football. It was November. All I had was hockey. Cannot tell you how much I dislike hockey, but I'm sure it's a wonderful sport. It doesn't interest me. And a bunch of goons out there didn't. Anyway, nothing on football, only on hockey, not even a later copy of one of the periodicals. So I shrugged my shoulders and I walked across a marble lobby, went to the place to punch up on the elevator, and I saw two women using a phone. And they said, hi. I said, hi, how you doing? I punched up, got on alone. They got on behind me. Door closed. They said, hi. I said, hi. And they said, I said, what floor would you like? And I punched 6. They said, 6 would be nice. Well, I'd like to come off looking right now like St. Francis of Assisi, but I felt a little more like Robert Redford all of a sudden. That kind of thing doesn't happen that often to me. They said, what about that? I'm going to tell you something, you guys, and I got no reason to lie to you, because if it's not the truth, you'd find out about it someday. That's a wonderful thing about authenticity. You never worry about what somebody's going to find out. Because I have blown it so many times in so many ways in my life. Thank God I haven't broken my marriage vows. But anyway, you know what happened to me? I'm standing there. The elevator's going up. These are two fabulous women physically. And you know what happens? A shade is drawn in front of my eyes. And my mother is saying, you need to learn that verse. That's my mother right now. And you know what it said? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Shade went up. They're staring at me and waiting for an answer, and the door opens behind me. They said, okay? I said, no, ladies, I tell you what. I got more at home than I can keep up with, and she looks a lot better than either one of you. I stepped out. Wait a minute. I stepped out. They're staring at me. Door closes. Don't tell Cynthia I said that, but they were beautiful, okay? She's heard this story. She just, you know, would. Anyway, I'm not going to go on. They were young. Can I put it that way? door closed. I leaned against the wall, and you know what happened? I broke out in this incredible sweat. I thought, oh, God. That may be the closest I'll ever come. I hope it is. But I'll tell you, Lord, thanks. Thanks for scripture memory. Thanks for a faithful dead mother who was there when I needed her and jammed those verses in my head. Thanks, Lord, for the ability to make my mouth say what my mind didn't want to say. Thanks for helping me close that door. And you know what else happened that night? I earned the right to speak today. By the grace of God. You don't know how close it was. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to this old former Marine. Listen to this guy who's got a few years on some of you, not all of you. The battle still goes on. It'll never end. In fact, I had my physical the other day, and Cooper, who has a finger that long, and while he was up in there, said, "Now that's your prostate." I said, "I know that." Was this anatomy class? He's a very sick man. Got through, prostate checked out, great. I bragged about that to Cynthia for about 3 hours. You know, I got a great prostate. She said, "Get a life, honey." Welcome to the battle. I'll fight it probably going home on some billboard. Or this evening in the paper. Or tomorrow in some little comment that my depraved mind will take south. You guys, we're in this thing together. I need you. I need you to stand firm in the faith and to be strong, to act like a man. I need you to be a son of Issachar. You want that for me too. And if you promise to pray for me, I promise to pray for you.
We're all in this together. We need to hold each other up in prayer. You've been listening to a talk from Chuck Swindoll that's perhaps a little more unplugged than we normally feature on Insight for Living, because Chuck's original presentation was to a men-only event at his home church. It's called Male Leadership 101. And there's more ahead, so please do stay with us. It could be that you're listening today and you know that you've never really settled your relationship with God. Well, Chuck Swindoll has a message on CD called An Interview with One from Beyond. In this talk, he describes what's required to enter into a relationship with the living God. If you've never written Insight for Living, or maybe it's been a long time since you've done so, we want to give you a free copy of this CD. Again, it's called An Interview with One from Beyond. Ask for your copy when you write Insight for Living, Box 269,000, Plano, Texas, 75026. Or you can call right now 1-800-772-8888. As you know, Insight for Living wants nothing more than to help you grow deeper in your walk with Christ. And to that end, we're excited about a brand new resource from Chuck Swindoll. It's his new book called Strength of Character, Seven Essential Traits of a Remarkable Life. In the refreshing and disarming style you've come to expect from Chuck, you'll enjoy reading uplifting chapters on courage, self-control, honesty, determination, unselfishness, hope, and sincerity. With your contribution to Insight for Living, you're invited to request a copy. It comes with our thanks. Again, it's called Strength of Character. Call 1-800-772-8888. Online, go to insight.org. Or address an envelope to Box 269,000, Plano, Texas, 75026. Well, thanks for listening today, and thanks for remembering that Insight for Living is a listener-supported ministry. We'd love to hear from you. And now to conclude our time with prayer, here's Chuck Swindoll.
Lord, forgive me if there's a thing I said that was exaggerated or untrue or in any way, even a half inch off the way it really happened. Thank you for protecting me that October night when nobody was around and I hadn't even met most of these guys. Thank you for teaching me from it. Thank you for a son honest enough to say, Dad, what have you been watching? Thank you for a wife who stayed with me when she had a lot of reasons to look elsewhere. And thank you that I'm surrounded by a team of men in this room who really do love me, and more importantly, and even more so, love you. Remind us that this thing is not a single battle. We're in this thing together. And thank you for that. Now, may we take this strong medicine, turn it over in our minds, and pick up one thought that we'll never forget. May that stay with us the rest of our lives, and better still, may it change some part of us that's been eroding. For Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen.
Resources for our current study can be found online at insight.org. Tomorrow, Chuck Swindoll talks about healthy marriages on Insight for Living.
Insight for Living is a listener-supported ministry. To find out how you can get involved, browse and bookmark our website. We're at insight.org. This podcast may not be reproduced, duplicated, or transmitted without written consent. Copyright 1999, Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated, presented 2007.